Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. Well, welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and unbelievers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:1, the lip of truth shall be established forever. but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please like us on our Facebook page on the Women Speak Now with the Now Network and the P2P Ministries. Thank you, everyone who's already had the opportunity to do so. A special thank you to Pastor E for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. You can give us your topics directly on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome network, the Now Network. We invite you to press 1 to get involved in the conversation. We all have something valuable to share. Yes, we do. You have something valuable to say and share, and we want to hear from you. We want to need to hear from one another. So don't be shy. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. It is always a pleasure to be before you. I pray your day has been both positive and productive. You know, God is still on the throne. Yes, he is, and he reigns forever and ever. So be encouraged. You are loved by God, and his love, it endures storm. Yes, tonight's topic, peace in the midst of the storm. We have so much to celebrate in life, so much to celebrate in life. Life is just wonderful and full of so many blessings. Amen. There's so much to look forward to, our purpose in life to fulfill. Along this wonderful journey, we will encounter some life challenges. And how we are prepared to handle these life situations is what I want to focus on tonight. In this life, we're going to experience both good times and bad times, times of joy, times of pain, times of defeat, and times of victory. And we thank God for each day, man, because each day may or may not be amazing. Yes, each day may or may not be amazing, but it is by his amazing grace, amen, it's by his amazing grace that we are blessed with yet another day. Hallelujah. See, God is amazing. Yes, God is amazing. And even in the midst of the storm, we can still experience the peace of God. Oh, yes, in the midst of the storm, we can still experience what? Yes, the peace of God. Now, that is good news, amen? I said it's by his amazing grace that we are blessed to see another day. Oh, Lord, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Lord, we thank you that you are such an amazing God. We praise you on tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Each day truly is a blessing. It is an opportunity to make our wrongs right. An opportunity to get right with God, to ask for forgiveness, to make peace with both men and with God. See, each day is an opportunity, yes, an opportunity to be better than you were on yesterday. It's always new, always fresh, and should always be received with thanks and gratitude. We're talking about life and the storms of life and celebrating the beauty of life. Amen. They may have life and have it more abundantly. To have life is to have it more abundantly. Thank God Jesus came to give us life. Amen. He came to give us life, not only life, but life more abundantly. Amen. So we are to enjoy this life. Amen. Celebrate life and use our life as a living testimony for Jesus. Yes. So use our life, our own personal life, as a living testimony for Jesus. If God has been good to you, and I know that he has, then raise your voice with me on the line tonight. Amen. Even if we are in different time zones, like Pastor Austin says, we are in real time right now. We can all agree right now. So let's all collectively say, Lord, we thank you. Amen. Say it with me, Lord, we thank you. Yes. Amen. Now, in life, we may not always have a smooth ride. We may not always have a smooth ride. In fact, you can expect, yes, you can expect some detours. Mm-hmm. You can expect some. You can expect some roadblocks, and you can even expect some wrong way signs. You're going to see some of those do not enter signs. We're talking about life. Yes, this journey of life is not always smooth. You can expect to see some hazard situation ahead signs. Amen. You get the point. There will be some bumps along the way, and how we're prepared. How are you prepared? How are we prepared for these bumps will determine how well we do in our own personal storms. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, many times life problems seem to get us down, And many of us would agree. We would agree. And it could be difficult. It could be difficult to see the forest for the trees. Amen. Oh, it could be difficult. Yes. Oh, yeah. It could become difficult to see the light, that light at the end of the tunnel. It could become difficult. You're like, is there a light? Do I see something flickering? Is it my own imagination? Amen. It can become difficult to not lose hope, to not lose faith, because it could truly be hard and challenging. Yes, challenging when you yourself are personally experiencing a storm of life. It's always easier to tell someone else, oh, hang in there, hang in there. Things will work out. Trust in the Lord. But it's so difficult. Yes, it could be so difficult when it's you in that storm. Amen. When it's you in the storm, when the storm is your storm, it could be difficult. Amen. Not that we don't believe the words that we're telling other people when we're encouraging them, but I have to admit on tonight that the situation could be totally different when you are the one that's in that storm. Amen. Oh, yeah, it'd be difficult when you're the one. Amen. I've had my storms. I've been the one. And, yes, it's been difficult. See, when those waves start hitting you, your perspective is different. Amen. You start thinking, why must I go through this storm, Lord? Anyway, you may be asking that. Why do we even go through storms in life? Why? And it's a good question. Amen. Sometimes it seems like the more you do right, yes, the more you do right, the more wrong begins to happen in your life. Yes, that's just the way it seems. Sometimes it could be true. The more you do right, the more wrong begins to happen in your life. You see, this is just a ploy, though. It's a ploy of the enemy. Have you ever thought why God people experience more affliction? Why do God people seem to experience more storms? Why are there more attacks than what the unbeliever is going through? Of course you thought that. Of course you thought it. Well, Psalms 34:19 tells us, many are the affliction of the righteous. Yes, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivers them out of them all. So you are not promised a trouble-free life. In fact, if the enemy knows that he has a certain person already belonging to him, he's not going to bother them. Why would you bother somebody that's already giving themselves to you, that you already got them where you want them to be? You're not going to bother them. You're going to go bother the ones that you have not gotten already. So he's always after God's people, the ones that's doing right, the ones that are sold out. Those are the ones he wants. He ain't worried about the ones he got. So that's why it seems like we're going through more afflictions. We're going through more storms because Psalms 34:19 just said many are the afflictions. Not some, not a little, but many. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But thank God he delivers us out of them all. Amen. So we're not promised a trouble-free life, but we are promised that God will deliver us out of them all. We are promised that God will be with us. God is for us. God will fight our battles, and we are promised eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, if God be for us, who can really be against us? No one. Yes, if God is for us, who can be against us? When we have God, and God is truly the head of our lives, then we truly have all that we need. Amen. I said, when we have God, when he's truly the head of our life, when he is our Lord, our Savior, then we truly have all that we can ever want and that we could ever need. Amen. Because Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. We are complete in Jesus. Amen. Yes, we are complete in Jesus, and we have all that we need. Hallelujah. Romans 8:30-31. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then should we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Lord, you have glorified us, and thank you that you are for us, and we know no one can be against us. Amen. See, it's only after the storm that we see the rainbow, right? It's only after the storm that we get to see the rainbow. But thank God for the storm coming to an end. But how do we maintain our cool? How do we maintain our calm? How do we maintain our peace when the tides are high, when the waves and the currents are rough? Huh? What do we do? How do we do it? So again, this is our topic for tonight's discussion, peace in the midst of the storm. Yes, it's possible to have peace in the midst of the storm. And yes, you will have peace in the storm. You will have peace in the storm. You will have peace during the storm. And you will have peace after the storm when you know the peacemaker. Hallelujah. When you know the peacemaker. Praise God. And the peacemaker name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. storm of life. Storms are problems, yes. They're situations. Mm-hmm. They could be trials. They could be tribulations. They're the things that we face in life. That's the storm of life. You see, trials can make us stronger. Yes, they can. Trials can make us stronger. Trials can make us wiser. And they even can bring us closer to God. Yes, Satan uses these opportunities to come against the people of God. Yes, he does. He uses these opportunities to come against the people of God. You see, the Word of God says that be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So that's what he does. He's looking for someone that he can take out, someone he can discourage, someone he can distract, someone he can get their mind off of Jesus. That's his job. You see, the enemy waits for these weak moments, yes, for these trials, yes, for these tribulations, for these storms of life to get us to distrust God, yes, to distrust him, to lose faith in God, to get angry. He wants to get angry, so angry that we'll walk away from God. That's what he wants, to use our storms to weaken us, to get us to believe his lies. I said to believe what? His lies. Yes, he starts feeding us stuff like, specifically lies is what he starts feeding you. Things like, you know, he'll say, oh, see what being a Christian got you? See, you weren't even having all these problems, girl, until you gave your life to Christ. You was just doing fine. See what being a Christian then got you? Mm-hmm. Or you got what you deserve. You deserve it. Or God don't love you. Or where's your God now? Where is he at? Where is he? These are lies he started telling you, things he wants you to start to believe. Uh-huh. He'll say stuff like, you ain't never coming out this valley. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. But we know he is just a liar and a deceiver. And he does and will always do that, be a liar and a deceiver. So don't let him lie or deceive you. See, he is the father of lies. But you have to know that God's word is true. And God is with you. Amen. God will deliver you. Praise God. God loves you with an everlasting love. And God has promised to never leave you or to forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that we can be strong in you. We thank you, Lord, that we can be courageous. We thank you, Father God, we do not have to be afraid or terrified because you go with us. And we thank you, Lord, that you never will leave us or forsake us. Praise God. So, yes, God goes with us wherever we may go. He goes before us, and we already have the victory. Amen. Our God is mighty in battle, and we have the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. God promises our yes and amen. And we can be confident that trouble don't last always. Amen. You may be saying, yes, yes, that's true, Minister Michelle. But this storm I'm going through, sister, girl, you don't have no idea. You don't have no idea what I'm going through right now, Minister Michelle. And you're probably right. I probably don't have an idea. But you know what? God knows all about it. Yes, he does. I say God knows all about it. You see, God sees, God knows, and he will bring you out. Only trust him. Amen. I know many of us are facing some serious storms. Yes, many of us are facing some serious storms, some serious trials, some serious tribulations. And even the world itself is currently in some type of chaos. Amen. Yet God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And he reigns forever and ever. His kingdom has no end, and it is established forever. Amen. So now I know when the storms of life hit, that I could trust in the Lord. Amen. But even with that being said, the storms can be tough. And when they hit you, you could be like, Lord, for real? Really, Lord? Is this really happening to me? These are some of the things we think when these storms hit us. Yeah, I've had some things happen in my life. I literally felt like I was having an out-of-body experience because I'm saying to myself, Lord, this ain't really happening in my life, is it? Why is this happening? And when will it be over? You start thinking, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? Lord, why is this happening to me? And sometimes we even get upset with God. We get angry with him. Yeah, we do. It's a human response. God knows all about it. Ain't no use to design it. You see, God never promised us a trouble-free life, but he did promise us to never leave us or forsake us, and he promises to be with us always, even to the end, and then forever we will be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, one of my all-time favorite gospel songs when I would be going through trials and tribulations that I would love to put on that seems to make things better was called Through the Storm by Yolanda Adams. Yes, Through the Storm by Yolanda Adams. Some of you guys may be familiar with her song. It is one of my favorites. I just want to read her lyrics to this song. It says, the storms of life will blow. They're sure to come and go. They meet me at a time when I'm calm and doing fine. But the captain of my soul, he's always on board. He rocks me in his arms while I'm riding through the storm. While riding through the storm, Jesus holds me in his arms. I'm not afraid of the stormy winds and the rain. Through clouds we come high, he holds me while I ride. I found safe arms while riding through the storm. I have no fear of the raging sea, knowing Jesus is there with me. He can speak to the winds and to the waves and make them behave. Our power is in his hand, on sea, on dry land. I found safety in the master's arms while riding through the storm. Amen. These lyrics speak such truth to our own lives, to our own storms, to our own situations, to our own trials, to our own tribulations. And we truly are in the master's hand. Amen. And he will speak to our storms. Yes, he will. Amen. So let's take a look at the word of God. Let's see how the Lord, our God, our Savior, Christ Jesus, has handled a real-life storm. So I'm going to give you a little opportunity to go get your Bible. Get your Bible with me if you would, and please turn with me to the book of Mark. We're going to be reading the fourth chapter. So I'll give you the opportunity to grab your Bible. Go into the book of Mark, the fourth chapter. We'll begin reading that verse 1 and 2. So it's the book of Mark, the fourth chapter, verse 1. It says, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. 2. And he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his doctrine. Now drop on down to verse 35. Still in Mark the fourth chapter. Drop on down to verse 35 and it reads. And the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And they were also with him of a little ship. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Ye have no faith. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. You see, the apostles began to fear the storm as they were tossed by the wind. And the water began to fill the boat. They awakened Jesus, crying, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Mark 4:38. Christ arose and calmed the sea and the waves with his power, saying, peace, be still. And he turned to his apostles and asked, where is your faith? I'm sure he's asking us the same question as we go through our storms, as we too begin to cry and ask, Lord, do you not care? Do you not care that we're about to perish? This situation, this trial, this storm that I'm in is about to overtake me, Lord. And the Lord is saying, where is your faith, my child? Peace, be still. There is so much we can learn from this story, from this example. And I've come up with 4 key points that we can apply to our own storms of life. 4 key points. The first point is trust in the word of God. Number 1, trust in the word of God. Number 2, receive the word of God. 2 is receive the word of God. 3, obey the word of God. 3 is obey the word of God. And 4, share the word of God. So we have 1, trust the word of God. 2, receive the word of God. 3, obey the word of God. Share the word of God. So number 1, trust. Now Jesus did not say, he did not say, let us go into the midst of the sea and drown in a storm, did he? No, he didn't say that. He said, let's go over to the other side. But the disciples didn't trust the words of Jesus. When they got caught up in the storm, they didn't trust his words. So this shows that the disciples still did not understand Jesus' authority. Yes, they did not trust him at this point. They were committed to him as the Messiah, but they had not yet realized that Jesus was the Lord even over the wind, that he was the Lord over the universe, that all power had been given to Jesus. See, he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords, and he reigns forever and ever. Hallelujah. See, we too begin to doubt God's word when we are in our own personal storm. We begin questioning God, saying, Lord, where are you? Do you see me in the storm, Lord? He's already said he is with us always. So, yes, he sees us in the storm. Yes, he's with us. Yes, he will deliver us. Only be still. Yes, only be still. Psalms 46:10, he says, be still and know that I am God. The disciples were overwhelmed with this natural situation, with these waves going on, the storm going on. See, they were drawing on everything they had learned about the laws of sailing, and they knew that if all this is going on and the water is filling up, you know, we're about to drown. But they weren't thinking about what Jesus had told them. See, they were looking for a natural solution when they had already been given a supernatural word from the Creator. Amen. They failed to take into account that Jesus was on board. They had already forgotten his words just that quick. They were already not trusting him just that quick. Amen. Amen. But we too must trust God in the midst of our storms. There's nothing too hard for God. No, there's nothing too difficult. There's nothing too hard for God. Mm-mm. He can do the impossible. The Creator of the world, he's the Creator of the universe, he's the Creator of life. He performs miracles and he does the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Number two, receive the word of God. We must receive the word of God. You see, the disciples have received the word of God. He said, let us go to the other side. But they had truly, fully received the word. They heard the word. They knew he said, let's go to the other side. But they hadn't truly received it, because if they did, they would not have began to panic. So they had just witnessed Jesus teaching the crowd. They had seen his wisdom. They had experienced his power. Yet they still had fear and doubt. They had not truly received the word of God. In my study on tonight's discussion, I came across this really good statement, and I want to share it with you. And it says that if you only have the word, you'll dry up. If you only have the spirit, you will blow up. But if you have both the word and the spirit, you will grow up. Let me repeat that. It says if you only have the word, you will dry up. If you only have the spirit, you will blow up. But if you have both the word and the spirit, you will grow up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, storms will make us grow up. Yes, they will. Our storms will make us grow up. Yes, they will. They will mature us. Amen. Amen. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. You see, prayer without the word is like watering the ground without the seed. I said prayer. Prayer without the word is like watering the ground without the seed. You see, faith without works is also dead. Amen. Faith without works is dead. James 2:17. The same way, faith by itself, it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. So we must receive the word of God, and then we must act. We must have action. What is that action? We must apply it to our lives. Amen. We must receive it, and we must apply it. We must receive it, and we must apply it. Amen. Amen. Number three, obey the word. The third point, key point, obey the word. You see, obey and receive can be the same, but we can receive something and not apply it. Amen? Yes, we can receive something and not apply it. So obeying the words means that we begin to apply the word to our lives. Amen? James 2:17. In the same way, faith by itself, we already said that, it's not accomplished, it's dead. Amen? So you get the point. So if you have faith, but you don't put the faith to action, then it's dead. So you got to have action to go along with you. So obey must be accompanied by what? You got it. Action. Meaning we must what? Yes, we must do something. You got to do something. Action means you're going to do something. Amen. When Jesus said to the wind in verse 39, it said, "And he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." The wind, see, the wind is even subject to Jesus' authority and command. And so are our trials. Yes, they're subject to Jesus' command and authority. So are our tribulations. They're subject to Jesus' authority and command. And so are our own personal storms. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus says enough is enough, then our storms will cease in our own personal lives. When we activate our faith, when we are obedient to the word, then we can have what we say. See, we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Mark 7:7. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22. 1 Samuel 15:22. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." So we must be obedient, people of God. We must be obedient, and we must obey the word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We must have action. We must be obedient, and we must obey. Praise God. Number four, the last point on tonight, is share the word of God. The last point, number four, is share the word of God. We must share the word of God. Yes, amen. We must share our experiences with others to encourage them, to help build up their faith, to testify to the goodness of God, to testify to his faithfulness, amen, to testify to his goodness, to testify to his faithfulness, to tell somebody what God has done for you and for me, but most importantly, to tell somebody about Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so they too can experience the love and the promises of God. And they are that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. John 3:16. So sharing the word of God is the best thing that we can do as believers. It's the best thing that we can do as ambassadors for Christ. So don't hold this good news of the gospel to yourself. Amen. Don't hold it. Share it. Share it with somebody. Amen. Tell somebody about Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Jesus will fix it after a while. Yes, Jesus will fix it after a while. Only trust him. Hallelujah. Believe him and obey. You can have peace in the midst of your storm when you are holding on to God's unchanging hand. You can have peace in the midst of your storm when you fully trust in God, the Creator. You can have peace in the midst of a storm when you are fully confident in God's ability to fight your battles. You can have peace in the midst of the storm when you know that God is with you always, even to the end. You can have peace in the midst of your storm. Yes, you can. And victory, victory shall be yours and mine. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, God loves you and me, and he is faithful, and his word, it endures forever. Praise God. Well, that ends my part of the discussion on tonight. Yep, that ends my part of the discussion on tonight. And I pray that you have been encouraged on tonight, that the word has given you peace in the midst of your storm, and you have already experienced victory. Amen. And know that victory, victory shall be. Just hold your peace. Trust in him. You can't go wrong when you put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So press 1 now and share the goodness of God with others if you are going through a current storm. Amen. If you're going through, if God has brought you out, if God is keeping you in the shadow of the Almighty, press 1 and help encourage someone on tonight. I know he's done something for you because he's sure enough done it for me. We want to hear from you, listening audience. This is your opportunity to speak now and be heard. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Minister Terry, you are live on Women
yes.
Speak Now and Be Heard.
You know I'm live on here. I tell you, family, my beautiful sister, Pastor E, and Alyssa, peace.
Well, praise God.
Praise God all the time. I tell you, Minister Michelle, sister, peace. He gives you that peace. I tell you, we go through some storms, but we are not alone. I thank God. I thank God. You hit me right on the nose here tonight. I tell you. Peace.
Well, praise
storm.
God. You know. Well, sound like you know something about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know I know a lot about them storms, but I tell you, when you go through the storm, trials and tribulations, it just tells you to lean more into His word. Feed and meditate on His word. Go to Him, seek Him more in prayer, because I tell you, the word of God has sustained me through my storm. And I love what you said, share it. Share with others so they can know that His love is real. His word is real.
Encourage each other.
Yes, I tell you, Jesus can change our lives. I tell you, He has changed mine. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
yes,
I tell you, my
changed mine, sister. Amen.
It's awesome, and I love the numbers. It's obedience, obedience. You know, that's
something obedience.
We work on. We work on to Him, you know, and only to Him. So I thank God, you know, being obedient to Him, we can, you know, just be obedient to everything. So.
Amen.
Another awesome word, my sister. Love and appreciate you so much. God bless.
I love and appreciate you. I look forward to tomorrow. Make sure you guys tune in to listen to this dynamic woman of God.
Yes.
What's the word? 52 weeks of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. God bless
Amen.
You. Love you all.
God bless
love
you.
You.
Love you.
Thank you.
Amen. Apostle Deb, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Well, thank the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you, Minister Shell. That was such an encouraging word. I think it's such a right, now word. And I just bless
you
for
your
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're such a loving spirit. And I just wanted to say that the Lord has done many things for all of us. And the one thing that came to my mind this evening, among the many that just keeps me focused, is in St. Matthew about being encouraged and to know that God is able to bring us out. We're going to be misunderstood. We're always going to
That's
be misunderstood.
True.
You know, because we have a mind. Everybody has a natural mind, and even as Christians, sometimes we don't really understand what God is doing in another person's life, or even what their assignment may be. So. And knowing that, the scripture that came to me was Matthew 5:10, where it says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness. For
Amen.
So I wanted to encourage somebody tonight on the line to say that, as Minister Michelle has so graciously poured so many scriptures out to remind us that God will bring you out of all of us, out of our storms, that even when you are in a storm and it's nothing that you have done, or you may not be lacking faith. It can just be an outward storm of others that are bombarding you. You still, and you've got strong faith. You just got to withstand. As the scripture said, you know, you've got to stand anyhow, having done all, just stand. Because you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake when you are living the God life, when you are doing the right thing. When nobody's looking, and when they are looking, when you're still holding up the name of Jesus. And as Minister Michelle said tonight, I have been through many storms in my life. She said she's been through many storms, and she's seen the power of God bring her out. And I could testify the same, and that there is never going to be a time that we're not going to be going through something. Amen. And I just wanted to encourage you tonight to say that it was very powerful. I received it, and it certainly encouraged my soul. And God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. You have encouraged me too, Apostle Deb, and I thank you for your support and pressing one and always getting involved in the discussion and the conversation. You always have something valuable to share, and I appreciate you.
Oh, and I appreciate you for allowing me to share with you. Blessings.
Anytime. Anytime. Yes. We have to get you here on Women Speak Now.
Well, all that takes is make it happen. And come on, somebody else out there, don't be scared. We got the lines fired up before Pastor E gets involved, because I got notes after notes after note. Don't get me started. Dial 1 and get involved. And Women Speak Now. They want to hear you speak. Don't make me throw you under the bus. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, man of God, and good afternoon to those on the platform.
Good evening, everyone.
Good afternoon, Minister Michelle.
Good afternoon, Evangelist. I am awesome, and I'm always excited when I hear your voice. You just give me more energy, get me energized, get me encouraged. It's always good to hear you, and I love you so much. God bless you.
Well, praise God. And good afternoon, Apostle.
Praise the Mother. I'm sorry I had to put myself back on mute there. I'm studying while I'm talking, while I'm listening. Amen. You know, we're still educating ourselves with the God be the glory. God bless you.
And God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Melissa Michelle, what a hot topic.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. To God be the glory.
Peace.
It was a hot topic.
In the midst. Yes. Peace in the midst of a storm.
Hmm.
Peace in the midst of a storm. God is our peace. He is our peace, and he's our peace in the midst of a storm.
Yes, he is.
He'll give us peace that surpasses all understanding. He also said in the word of God, he'll give us peace that the world can't give. He'll give us peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. You know why? Because the world don't have peace to give us because they need peace themselves.
Say that.
The only someone that can give us peace is Almighty God. He is our peace. Thank you, Jesus. And I listened to you,
Lord.
And you were talking about peace. I'm so glad he's my peace. I've been through a lot, y'all. But God is my peace. Yes.
Praise God.
I've been through some storms in life. And those who are on the platform that way and around the world, if you have not been in a storm, you're going through one. Or you have already been in a storm. But God is your peace. And he'll see us through anything that we're going through. Any problem, if it's sickness, if it's disease, if it's marriage problem, even if it's a divorce, whatever it is, if you have problem with your children, whatever it is, God is saying he's your peace. He'll see you through it. When he told the disciples to cross over to the other side, he already knew what was going on the other side. That's why he told them to go cross over to the other side. And guess what? He was going to be with them. And I heard you mention Michelle say he was on the back of the boat asleep. And when the storm arose, the disciple was afraid, fearful. And they ran and awoke Jesus up and they say, Master, do you care we perish? Do you care we drown? Do you care we die? Now, they got the peacemaker on the boat. But they didn't have but a little faith. Little faith. And Jesus stood up, the Bible said, spoke to the wind and the sea. And he told it to peace be still. And they say, the wind and the wind, calm down. That's the kind of God we serving, y'all. That's the kind of God we serve. And when
a storm is coming, that's the God we serve. We talk about what? A peace in the midst of the storm.
Peace
I got a question for us even when we're talking about that, women of God. I need to change my octave? I want to know. No, I'm just playing. The thing of it is that, yes, we must have peace in the midst of the storm. But we already know what a storm looks like.
Yes.
I like this one thing you said tonight, Minister Michelle, when you said we need to grow up. We need to grow up and understand when you grow up, you got to know the peace first before
the
you
peace?
Can ever go
Who
through
is
a storm. You have to have a relationship with the peace.
With the peace
that surpasses all understanding. So now I can go through whatever. I'm not looking for a storm. It can come. I'm not looking for an attack. I'm not looking for the enemy. I'm not looking for anything because I know the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. And I know I can go through the storm. Come on, storm.
Yes. Yes,
El
we can
Nino.
Go through
Blizzard.
That's right.
Come on, quicksand. I can go through the storm because I know the peace. You said that was I've been leaping, I've been waiting to come in. when you said, you said we need to grow up. That just had me right there. You know, when you know the peace, you know that you look at the word of God, it says in Colossians 3:15, it says let. There's my favorite word. You got to let it in. But let the peace of Christ rule your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. That's how I can
praise
go through
God.
The storm.
Peace.
Then he said, be thankful.
That's right.
Oh, glory.
Peace.
I'm not going to preach, but watch this. Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, number one is love. Number two is joy.
Yes.
Number three
Hallelujah.
Is peace. Number four
Hallelujah.
Is forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. See, it's a level of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes.
That's it.
And
Romans
8
says, if you walk by the flesh, you are what? The flesh. But
the
if you walk by the Spirit, you are
the Spirit.
The Spirit.
Yeah.
I encourage anybody on this line tonight, be intentional about knowing the peace. Because then
the peace,
peace of Christ can rule your heart. What's your heart? Your mind.
Yes.
No more stinky thinking. No more depression. No more negativity. Because you are ruled by Christ through his peace.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
And be encouraged. That's for each and every one of us. Because there is therefore now no
condemnation.
You're just like me.
Praise
I'm just
God.
Like you.
And them that
That's
both
right.
of us. Yes.
Yes.
And
Melissa
Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
You were talking about being obey.
Mm-hmm.
Obey.
Yeah.
Obey what? Obey the word of God. I like
the
it that when
God.
You use the word obey.
obey. God. You got to be obedient. Yes, ma'am.
You got to be obedient. Go to Deuteronomy 28 chapter. He tells us
Praise
about
God.
To be obedient. Hearken to the voice of God.
Yes.
Be obedient
he says,
to
you
the
will
Lord.
Hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord.
Yes.
Be, and then to observe all the commandments that you are command today, you can do what? Do all things because you're blessed in the city, the field, the ghetto.
Right. Coming in, going out.
Coming in, going out. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. You must obey.
Yes,
got
to obey.
Anybody else? I hope we didn't got the fire shook up on this line tonight, and I know we have full of callers here. Come on, dial one. Don't make me throw you under the bus. No, I'm just playing. Come on, dial one and
Big
get involved. I want to continue. I just want to put this out there to you, Minister Michelle, because you know one of our covenant partners is on the line right now that is still going through a situation that God has already fixed. But
Praise
I just
God.
Want
yes,
her to
yes,
know
yes.
we with you. We still, we family.
Yes, we are.
We don't give up.
We with you.
I already see the glory,
God
so I'm still
you.
Happy and excited.
Amen.
Yes,
so be encouraged. Continue to trust in him.
Yes.
Yes,
he's with you
Don't
always,
give up. Don't
always.
Give up.
Don't give up.
Because the enemy wants me to
Lord.
Give up.
That's what
Don't
he does.
Quit.
He wants us to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
wants
quit
you to get discouraged.
He wants you to quit.
He wants you to walk away. Don't do any of that. Stand on his
And
pocket.
He doesn't want
Believe
you to know
the
peace.
Of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
No,
yes,
he don't
Lord.
Want you to have peace, no peace.
Well,
None
you can't. There's no other result of peace until you know peace.
No
you know,
peace
is your personal Lord and Savior. Now you can experience peace in every area of my life.
Oh, I thank God.
Yes. Then you can be confident. Be confident.
In
be
what?
Confident.
In peace.
Amen. Praise God. Yes.
I can
and
have
Jesus.
Courage in peace.
Yes, you can.
Yes, Lord. I can have hope, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
In peace.
Hmm.
Peace. Oh,
Praise
wait a minute.
God.
You mean I can believe in peace?
Yes,
I can have
you can.
Hope and peace.
And peace.
And number one, you better trust the peace.
Praise God.
That he will surpass all understanding.
Lord.
That he will surpass all.
Will do exceedingly and abundantly.
All of what the world is trying to say is negative. He'll show you the positive in his peace.
Come on.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
no,
awesome
I didn't. God. We didn't practice this session tonight or this broadcast. This is the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know what the woman of God was going to talk about other than peace. But guess what?
Praise
I raised my hand because I know the peace.
Peace, oh Jesus, I know the peace. I know what I mean.
Lord, we
I
thank
mean,
you
I
for
I
the peace. Yes.
Peace.
Praise your name, Lord.
Well, you know, when you know the peace, there's some characteristics that drop on you. You're blessed, you're chosen, you're predestined, you're accepted, you're an heir, you're adopted.
Yeah.
Come on now. You're not the same anymore when you know the
peace. Praise God. You didn't have any places.
When you know
the
peace
God.
Is.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
and the
you.
Most
amazing.
Important thing about it, this peace, it's available to anyone who believes.
Yes, paid in full, free.
All you have to do is believe.
Believe.
I can't say it like that. I don't sound articulate. And I don't. You're just like me. All you got to do is open up your mouth and speak the word and watch him change you.
Yes. Give glory to Jesus.
Start activating
glory to your
the peace in at work and watch stuff start to move around for you. See, anger is opposite to peace. Even though somebody does you wrong, it's not what you do, but how you do it. See, I have to stand in peace if I want the results of peace.
Yes, Lord.
So I take peace to work. I take peace to the store. I take peace to the gym. I take peace to the corner. I take peace anywhere. Oh, and y'all know I hang out in some thug areas here in Los Angeles. You know how I can do that? I take the peace. Oh, Jesus.
I take peace everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
Mr. Michelle, I'm just going to give a little quick testimony about the peace.
Praise God.
I was in the rolling 60s ministering. And some old OGs came up on the block.
Oh, wow.
And said, wait a minute. Man, that's that elope from over there across the Atlantic. Woo-woo-woo-woo. And I said, hey, what's up, brothers? And I was faced with my past. 9800 block, the old county jail. Oh, Jesus.
Wow. All up in
back
the,
on the block.
The
same people that I used to be were my rivals and my competitors. Here I am preaching the word of God to the lost and unsaved, and they showed up. Oh.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I could not have done it without the peace.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace.
Because my first reaction was, where's the gun? Oh, run. My first reaction was, oh, call somebody. Buzzy, Oopie, somebody from the hood, come help me. But all I had was the peace, y'all.
Peace.
All you had was enough. That's all you ever need. Amen.
And I ended up sitting there, not preaching to the lost and unsaved, preaching to the ones that used to hate me, preaching to the ones that used to persecute me, preaching to the ones that used to want to kill me.
Yes.
Testify.
Oh, God.
Testify to his
and because
goodness.
Of the
Amen.
Peace. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Because
Come
of
on,
the peace, I walked away there, friends of enemies. Oh, my God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I walked away. I walked away from there a mentor to the mentorless. Oh, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, Jesus.
Because of the peace.
The peace.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you
for
your peace, Lord.
Yeah, we thank you for your peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your peace.
You never know what's going to come around that. What old thought going to come around that corner.
Yes.
You better have
thank
that
you
peace
your
with
peace.
You. So you can stand
and that's the
and
truth.
To the storm.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what, Minister Michelle,
testimony.
I've been talking, Pastor E, been the end of this conversation. It looks like the brothers is clicking in now. Pastor Dwayne, come on, it's about the peace.
Right,
come on in, the women speak now. We can collaborate
in,
tonight.
Praise him.
Praise God.
My God. Mighty word, woman of God. I was listening
thank you,
and
God bless
and
you.
I was hearing some things
come
in there and your current it's confirmation because I had to preach Saturday that I preached from out of Luke the first chapter 37 for with God nothing with God is nothing impossible. You know,
praise
I was
God.
Preaching that and basically here it is, you know, if we believe in our God and we trust in our God, it's nothing impossible. We make it impossible. But he can do anything. He's not limited. We limited. But we limited ourselves because we don't believe in faith. Faith it said without faith it's impossible. It's impossible to do anything. And so we have to We have to work this thing in faith. Faith is spirit. We can't do it in the flesh, but we can do it in the spirit. We can do anything in the spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's Apostle E. That's why you didn't have to have the no scrap. That's why you didn't have to call no new cats and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because you're a new man in Christ. They see the glory in you. They see God in you. They see the manifestation of God in you. They're not going to touch God's anointing. God put things together. And the same way we have to get back into the straight mode, because like evangelist said, and I heard you preaching, minister, they was on the boat. Man, you just seen them do signs, wonders, and miracles, and yet you get on the boat and you still think your God can't. Come on, we got to build this faith thing up. Faith makes everything happen. Without faith, without faith, we wouldn't even be on this line. And I like the way Pastor E say we all together right now. And he said now, why? Because faith. We connected. We connected in faith. Why? Because we in the faith mode. We in the spirit. That's why we can connect. That's why you can say now, and I can feel it here in Wisconsin. I can say now, and you can feel it down in Baton Rouge. Why? Because it's a faith thing. And girl, excuse me for saying girl, but you preach that faith mode.
Oh, man, we from the hood. That's okay.
Praise God. Faith. You can say that.
My God, we got to get back
praise
to faith.
God.
Man, we from the hood. But, you know, check this out. Y'all keep throwing up that boat incident. Y'all talking about the first boat trip. I like to look at the second boat trip.
Like the walking on the water. Mm-hmm.
I like the second boat trip when he told him, he said, y'all go to the other side. I'll meet you.
Praise
and he started going up a mountain, and they was like, wait a minute. Can you not the first boat trip? Because he was back there sleeping. Second boat trip, he said, now, y'all go to the other side. Oh, my God.
Hey, my God. And see, that stuff like that, when you read that word, man, and how God always appears, like when they try to come and get him, they come and try to catch him when he's preaching or if he's doing things in the synagogue, and they come to get him, and all of a sudden he disappear. Man, look, man, when you read that Bible, man, and some of the stuff that our God do, man, and how he miraculous show up here, how he make a fish come out of the water, how he tells one of his people go down to the
pool,
stick your hand in the water, get money out. Man, we got an awesome God, man. He said we can do the same thing.
He
challenges me.
Yes, we do.
We can do the same thing. We just got to believe. He said, I give you the power and authority to bind, to loose, whatever you. I give you this kind of power. You just got to operate it, but you can't operate it in yourself. You got to operate it in me. You got to let me abide in you. If I abide in you, you can work these things. You know, and that's what it comes back to, holiness. It's come back to holiness. Without holiness, can't no man see the word. You can prophesy all you want to. You can do whatever you want to, because he said that a lot of things are going to be done in his name. But without holiness, you can't manifest these gifts. You can't manifest walking on water. You can't manifest you can't do none of that, man.
But let's keep it 100 tonight, because that one word peace, that starts before holiness. That word peace starts before anything. Watch this. Hebrews 12:14. Y'all got me in the word. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. See, peace came before holiness. And then he says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. If I don't know peace, I can't be holy. If I don't know peace, I can't be good. You better keep looking at it.
My God, my God.
You know, there's how many letters in peace? P-E-A-C-E. There's how many letters in Jesus? J-E-S-U-S. Oh, wait a minute. Does that make sense? Ooh, wait a minute. Does that line up? Does that line up? Wait a minute. P-E-A-C-E.
J-E-S-U-S.
That lines up, y'all. Wait a minute.
Oh,
we got some equations. The lining up.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything lines up with the word, right? Amen.
Yes.
Lines up with
we
the word.
We talking about some agreement that the peace
passes all under school, my goodness.
Mm.
Can I share something right quick, man of God?
This is Minister Michelle's show. I'm just talking.
I'm Minister Michelle. I'm sorry.
Yes, evangelist. Absolutely. Anytime. You don't have to ask. Just speak up.
Yes. Look, I would like to say this. We must also learn to have peace
and joy in the midst of the storm.
Yeah.
We must also learn to have peace and joy in the midst of the storm, not only when it had passed. Did y'all get that?
Yes, that's good. It's good, Evangeline.
Yes, yes, we did. Because, you know, a lot of us want to have peace when it's good.
Yeah.
But as soon as the table turns, peace leaves because we ain't in peace because we don't know peace.
Amen. A lot of us want to grow, Pastor, but they don't want to go through a storm. They don't want to go through that.
Come on.
Everything to be given to them on silver plate, but that's not how it works because many are the affliction of the righteous, but we have to be confident the Lord's going to bring us out of them all.
Come on, sister.
You know, and each time we come out of something, we get stronger, we get wiser. We get stronger and get wiser. You know, that's what it's about. You have no other choice when you're in that storm than really trust in the Lord. Sometimes you ain't going to trust the Lord. He just give you everything you want. Everything you want, you like,
come on, Minister Michelle. Come on, sister.
Amen. You be a nice Minister Michelle.
Amen.
You be a nice. He never gives you what you want. Never. Not one time
was
it something that I wanted did I get.
Right.
His will came in line. I said, well, that was better than
that's
I wanted. But it wasn't what I wanted.
True.
And it never makes sense to us because
it's always me,
what I need.
Right. That's right.
But
when
he shows up, you'd be like, I wish I would have thought of that. That's why I get out the way now.
That's right. Praise God. He knows what we want. I mean, he knows what we need, not what we want. Amen.
Of God. Transcend all understanding.
Amen. Let us peace through our hearts.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, Don One. We got about 3 minutes before we close, and we're going to give you opportunity, Evangel Virginia, on the closing remarks. I just want to give anyone else last opportunity. Don One, come on, get in this conversation. I know we have Apostle Deb, we have Pastor Dwayne, we have Evangelist Virginia, and Minister Terry, and our host tonight. Minister Michelle, I don't know what order you want to go in, Minister Michelle, to give everybody an opportunity to share in closing, but I have received peace, and I'm grown up. I'm grown up in peace.
So am I. Lord, thank you for
thank
peace.
Thank you. I'm grown.
You got it,
I'm
man
grown
God.
Folk.
You flowing.
I'm grown folk.
Yeah. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I would like to share this. Amen.
Evangel Virginia, then we'll go to Pastor Dwayne, then we'll go to Apostle Deb, and we'll close out with Minister Michelle. Go ahead, woman of God. Three minutes.
Yes, Lord. You cannot rebuke the storm in your life if you have a storm on the inside of you. The disciple could not rebuke the storm. Oh, Jesus. The disciple could not rebuke the storm.
That's a word. That's a word. That's a word.
Yes, it is.
I'm about to preach that.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My
hallelujah.
God, my God.
Praise Jesus.
Let me say that again. You cannot rebuke the storm
say that
in your life. If you have a storm on the inside of you.
Oh, my
God. The disciples could not rebuke the storm because they lost their peace and were as strong as the storm. But when Jesus spoke out of his reservoir of peace, for the wind and waves to be still immediately.
Wind.
Immediately.
Now.
And he spoke a word. Wind.
Now.
It's immediately calmed down. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I got it.
Hallelujah. Minister Terry.
Oh, family, I tell you. I thank God for his peace because I tell you, the storms come, the storms will rage. But with that peace, and he said that peace has to be with us everywhere we go. So praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
God
bless.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Dwayne.
My God, I'm still meditating off that word. But, you know, like you said, count it all joy when you find yourself in the divers temptation. Count it all joy. Where you count it all joy, don't worry about counting it all joy. Start giving praise. Start giving the praise in the midst of your storm. Start giving praise in the midst of your adversity. Don't worry. He said, count it all joy. See, we don't count it all joy when we find ourselves into a certain situation. We just start complaining, let me out of it. No, let me stay in it. Let me count it all joy. Let me get blessed while I'm in it. So when I come out of the storm, I know how to behave. I know when the next storm comes, I know how to just sit there and humble myself. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to add to this evening, but maybe think about Jonah. We did a study on that this evening, that if God is going to call you to do something uncomfortable, when you're uncomfortable, He's going to give you peace in the midst of your storm while you are still yet uncomfortable. Even in your state of rebellion, and you may not want to do it, but God is able to still give you peace to make an accomplishment of what He is calling you to do, because He's already given you the peace on the inside of you. His mother was saying, you have to have the peace inside of you in order for you to rebuke the storm. But even in your uncomfortability, when you don't even know it, God has given you the power to overcome it, and so you can have peace in the midst of your storm.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say this before Minister Michelle closes us out. We must, first of all, like I said, acknowledge and get to know the peace. And take advantage of this relationship that we could be able to be protected in all areas. But the number one thing that I see happening that we have to get away from is taking advantage of the peace. Stop taking advantage of it like it's just going to show up for no reason. Stop taking advantage of it that you're going to get out of that situation just because. Stop taking advantage that you still got time to give your life to the Lord. Stop taking advantage of the peace. Because the peace may not be there when you've taken that wrong choice. Right now is your time to give your life to the peace. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. No condemnation. Yes, yes, yes. Very forgiving, very, very receiving. But it's time to stop taking advantage, expecting it just to pop up or one day mysteriously appear, and know that God is miraculous. But if you don't know Him as the peace, He can never be the miraculous peace you need. Just call on Him tonight. Minister Michelle.
Yes. I just want to praise God. I just want to say, be encouraged in that God is our peace. God will fight all of our battles, only believe. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.